Hey, good morning. Y94 Playhouse in the morning. 6:43 in the morning. Zero, Jamie, Amy K in the Y94 Morning Playhouse as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question, out of the box of totally random questions. Basically, we just got this old Kleenex box in here. We throw things we think would fancy a good conversation starter on some scratch paper and throw it in the box. Today's TRQ is, if absolutely anyone, and that is highlighted, could have or would perform at your wedding, who do you wish it was? So in my mind, that is like a famous band or something. If you could have any famous person like sing at your wedding, is that probably the intent of this one?
Yeah.
All right, totally random question. Which person do you just dream could have performed at your wedding? Does somebody come to mind? Jamie.
Well, I figured we picked the perfect first dance song, and it was Purpose by Justin Bieber, and I imagined...
Gross.
No.
That was your first dance song?
You guys,
Are you joking?
I don't even know if you know the song. It's so good. It's like, you give me purpose.
That's
Is that the whole song? Is that the entire song?
Well, what's the gist of it? And so I imagined, we obviously didn't have Justin Bieber there, so we had to play it off of somebody's phone. But I imagined it as if he was there. And the only thing that could have been better is if he was truly there. So I would have loved to have him at my wedding in general, because I think he'd be so fun. But I would have loved to have him sing that song.
The problem with Justin Bieber at your wedding is I'm not sure you'd have still married your husband. I think you'd have probably been trying to make a run at the Biebs.
No.
Did you invite Justin Bieber? It was in Canada. Why didn't he show up?
Truth.
I don't know why he didn't come. Oh, I message him I DM him all the time. And he never has once answered anything I've ever said.
What kind of things are you DMing Justin Bieber, Jamie?
I just like say things that I really like, things about his music videos that I like. Recently, people are attacking him and Hailey Bieber, saying that it looks like he doesn't even like her and all this kind of stuff. And I said, I think you guys are meant to be. I'm so happy you're together. Don't listen to what anybody else says. Just like words of encouragement.
There's no chance Bieber would curse in this song,
no.
Is there? It's not that kind of song,
no.
Are you sure?
I feel like I'm breathing my last breath.
Feel like I'm walking my last steps. Okay, it sounds like a funeral song.
But you have to wait till the chorus.
Look at all of the... Where is the chorus?
It's coming up.
Look at all the promises that I've kept. Put my heart into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I'll let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that was your I've husband ever excited known. This was your first dance song?
No, he wanted some weird country song, and I was like, no.
What song did
I
he
know
want?
The song. Yeah, you've given something about making a life with the green grass grows or something, popping up something in the grass.
Well, that sounds terrible too.
It's just like a typical country song, and I was like, no, 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 no.
All right, well, let's be honest. Amy K, you're probably going to be engaged within the next 48 hours at the rate your relationship's going. So if anyone, any famous performer could perform at the wedding of Amy K and Pizza Man, who would it be?
I think Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Really?
Yeah, I love Earth, Wind, and Fire, the song September, and we always dance to it, and we have this shoulder dance we do. But more realistically, I would have Tripwire.
Oh, sure, that's not a bad choice.
I think that actually could happen.
I think you could pull that off, yeah.
We could sing while you walk down the aisle, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, I could practice. I actually would. I would practice, and I would take vocal lessons.
But
this is the one
band
I had handy from them, by the way. I didn't have September handy. So would the September song be your first dance song? Do you know what your first dance song would be?
I don't know. We have talked about it before.
Oh, really?
But what did you guys come up with?
We've named a bunch of songs.
Any song that you want, if you want a live performer, I will do it for you.
I appreciate that.
If it's
that
a band,
so
Zero
much
will do it too.
Yeah. Am I officiating this wedding? Did we ever talk about that?
I am not even engaged yet.
Well, again, give it till the weekend.
I'll give it till the end of summer and I'll make my decisions.
On us or him?
On the wedding, who's going to be there and who's officiating and singing?
I actually would do a good job.
Listen, I'm okay with officiant. I'm okay with maid of honor. Would it be man of honor? Whatever. The something of honor. That is acceptable. Those are the two roles I'm willing to have. Otherwise, I don't want to.
You're not singing?
No, I don't want to sing.
At my wedding, when I walked down the aisle, I had a girl sing for me.
I thought you were going to say you did.
No, she was like a professional singer girl.
It's my wedding.
No, but this girl did good. And I've always wanted. And so I thought, you know what? If you get married, I think it'd be really magical if you had somebody actually do live singing as you walk down the aisle. So I'll do that for you, too.
What song did you walk down to?
Honestly, I can't even remember.
Hmm.
So it's like, oh, is my enemy. I think it was
Bruno Mars?
Yeah, it was Marry Me by Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that's all right, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't him singing, that was her. That's why it was good. But I can sing that song, too. I sing that song for you.
Maybe. I'll think about it. I'll keep it in the back of my mind.
I'm struggling to come up with anybody because I feel like my music, I enjoy different music like every 3 to 6 months. So I don't know who I wish would have performed at ours. I know that we had the wrong choice because I told you guys the other day that the kids found the DVD or whatever that had our thing filmed on it. And I didn't even click in my brain that this is what my wife walked down to. And this is playing on our TV, and I looked at her and I said, wait a second. Did you see it to the Twilight song? You seriously chose the Twilight song? The Twilight song is what played? Why do I not? It didn't register with me that that is what was on.
Were you dressed as a vampire, too?
Well, I don't like to talk about it, but yes. But I think she was, well, we did get married in Vegas, so they probably would have been okay with that, if we're being honest. But I just I have some regrets about the Twilight song being part of that experience.
What was your guys' first dance song?
I don't want to say I don't remember, but I don't particularly remember. I hope it wasn't that. I don't remember. I'd have to go. Well, and the reception and the wedding were so far apart because we left and then we did a reception some months later here. So I don't really remember.
You know who? I think we all would love to perform at our weddings and we forgot about him. Ed Sheeran.
He's too slow.
What do you mean? That's what you want for your first dance?
No. Is that what we're talking about? Are we talking about like the wedding band and who's getting the crowd jamming and moving?
Kid Rock would be good. Think how Kid Rock would be fun.
Didn't he sing Kid Rock at your wedding?
Yeah, I sang him. He'd get too drunk, you guys, and he would just cause a big ruckus.
Cowboy.
You said your guy wanted a country song. He literally says cowboy in it.
I sang Kid Rock on my wedding.
What Kid Rock song?
Well, the band and
everyone. Ba da ba da bang da bang diggy diggy.
Well, they were singing like Sweet Home Alabama, but I got confused, and so I was doing the vocals, and so while they were playing that song, I started singing All Summer Long by Kid Rock.
Yeah.
This one. I sang. While we were trying different things, we were
smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Did they get frustrated with you?
Did I not tell you guys? They had my whole wedding party was up there because they all know musical instruments, but I didn't, so I was the singer. They turned my microphone off.
It's your own wedding.
Yeah, I didn't know. I still continue to sing. And then I was so upset when I watched the video later and I was like, why can't you hear me? And they're like, yeah, we turned your mic off.
You got the shaft at your own wedding, huh?
Yeah.
What artist do you wish could perform at your wedding? Absolutely anybody. 237-TANKS-35270. Did somebody come to mind?
No doubt. I would want NSYNC back together, including Justin Timberlake. He's not getting out of going to my wedding.
I mean, if you're going to fantasize about NSYNC, fantasize about real NSYNC.
Yeah, what's the point?
I gotcha. You can have absolutely anybody, any musical artist perform at your wedding. Who do you wish you could have? That's the totally random question. 237, it's text the Playhouse 35270. Six Sonics, 194. Playhouse, Y94, Zero, Jamie, Amy K. So, if you could have absolutely any musical artist perform at your wedding, who would that be or who would that have been? What are we seeing for text?
Somebody said the Dixie Chicks, Pink, Prince, the Abbott Brothers. Somebody did say, I would do NSYNC, but realistically, I could probably get Lance Bass to actually come. I bet that that would be the one NSYNC member that would do a wedding performance.
Honestly, that's probably what he's doing these days.
Mm-hmm. What about Queen? I think Queen would be a fun wedding band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could be good. That could definitely have been good. How about you? Who would you like?
Oh, Garth Brooks. Absolutely. No question. That would be an amazing wedding.
Yeah. Well, he's got a lot of like emotional, powerful songs, right?
I think my husband would love to have had him. He wanted that to be one of our first dance songs. Something with him and a tiny dancer. I don't know.
I think you're confusing a couple songs.
Are you confusing Garth Brooks and perhaps Elton John?
Oh, maybe it's not a tiny dancer. What's the dancer song? Oh, The Dance.
There you go. That's probably what it is.
Ooh, Elton John would be good, though.
He would be good.
Actually, he's a great answer to this.
Yeah.
Elton John would be phenomenal. Was there any other texted ones, people that they'd love to have had perform at their wedding?
Somebody said my wife would not agree on this one, but I think AC/DC would be a fun wedding band to have. Somebody else said, I actually did have Tripwire 2 summers ago do my wedding, and they did an amazing job. Somebody else said mine would be Chris Ledoux.
I don't know
who that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say this about the person that said AC/DC. I think you got to be careful what song you use and where you place them, because if you got somebody walking down the aisle and this comes on, I don't know how excited they are to be marrying you. You know what I mean? There might be a chance they're not looking forward to this marriage whatsoever. Yeah. Something to think about. Any final ones you want to make sure you slide in there?
Yeah, somebody said Elvis. Somebody said, I have always dreamed that Ed Sheeran would do me walking down the aisle.
What?
And then
wait, what?
That
what?
They probably meant like do their wedding song.
Oh.
In front of the husband?
And then I would have Boys to Men do my reception. I think that they could have nice romantic slow music for our first dance songs, but also keep it upbeat and fun.
Yeah, Boys to Men, you probably can't really go wrong. The whole Ed Sheeran do me down the aisle thing leaves me a little uncomfortable, but you know. I mean, the song's literally called On Bended Knee, so.
Yeah, they'd be good. 98 Degrees would be good. Do you know who I'm surprised nobody said?
Who?
Savage Garden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Savage Garden would be good, particularly.
The romantic guys of the world.
I think I must have spelled something wrong here. So probably this one, huh? Wait, are you trying to tell me it was just 2 years ago?
That they broke up. Yeah.
2019 they broke up? That doesn't sound right at all.
So they've been together for a really long time.
What was Savage Garden doing in 2019?
Apparently they didn't really make it any big anywhere else besides Australia after a couple albums. So they've just been performing in Australia where they're from.
Well, that sounds good. Bars in Australia, presumably?
Probably casino.
Savage Garden trying to like make it in Australia reminds me a little bit of like what kind of like the Yaya Ding Dong guy in Eurovision. Like, you know, they were on there and they're like, thank you everybody out to come out to the bar tonight. We're Savage Garden. We have some new music for you. We're really excited. And they get about 2 beats into it. They're like, hey, play Truly Madly Deeply. Play the Chica Jerry Cola song. Chica Jerry Cola. And then every time they try to sing a new, play Chica Jerry Cola. Every time they try to do something else, yeah, that's all they got. That people want the 2 songs.
Do you think they were doing weddings in Australia?
I don't know. Yeah.
Just them, an usher that's also a dingo. Real beautiful moment. Real good. You want to hear the chorus before we dump out of Savage Garden? Nine minutes away from your next opportunity to guess Y94's third secret sound, $1,000. on the table for this thing at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. Also today, group therapy and the almost impossible question of the day with Amy Kay. It's on the way.
You're in the Playhouse on Y90.